Brian, can you hear me?
Hello.
You probably heard me playing the Sewage Breath instrumental there for one of your tunes. Which tune was that?
The song that I have there is a rework of Bob Marley's "So Much Trouble" that I have on that rhythm.
That's right. Yes, and I was struck by the lyrics that you started with. It really touched me the way you say, sometimes I don't worry about fashion. Touch the road, we'll find something dash on. Don't sweat about the small things like the fake gold and chains and rings when there's so much trouble in the world.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, man. Sometimes people think that, you know, like me, they think that I'm straight reggae, and we don't do dancehall rhythm, but that was a straight dancehall track, and I still find something positive to sing on it.
Yeah, man. And the point you're making about how people fuss about getting the latest gears and all the bling, and, you know, all them things, it seems like, you know, they're insignificant when you consider what's going on.
Right.
So are you a person that you know, takes time to take in the issues that are going on around the world? You know, are you keeping up with them things?
Yeah, so much, sometimes too much. You know, like, that's, I find that sometimes I have to back off, because, you know, if you penetrate it too much, it will give you a headache.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and we just try to inject some positivity in, you know, with the music, and try to see if we can effect some sort of change,
right,
to that. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of artists out there, and you know, some of them, they're not really that concerned about affecting change in a positive way. Would you say that's been part of your career, you know, the way you move in your career, that's been important to you?
Of course, yeah. I always, as a matter of fact, initially, I didn't like set out on a mission, because my first love was the music and just the sound of music, you know, melody and rhythm and harmony and things. So, you know, that was really my thing. But then when I started adding voice to the music, you know, and when I do an analysis, like afterwards, I realized that, you know, people, as a matter of fact, people pointed that out to me before I realized that all my music was really positive music.
Yeah.
So it was like being done innately. It was like a conscious decision that I had to make, that I'm going to do just positive music. And you know, that just confirmed to me that is really who I am.
Right.
You know, so yeah, if it's just a conversation, if it's music, if it's, you know, if it's talk and if it's the work, it's positive for me, you know. So it's like I say, it's just second nature. I don't have to think positive. I don't have to force myself to think positive.
Right.
That's
right.
Me, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in how that is the case. You know, I'm guessing that, you know, you must have a positive upbringing. You know, your parents, them grow you in the right way. So,
almost definitely, yeah, man. Strict home. You know, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a fully well structured family. You know, one mother, one father. And everybody together, you know, we go to church and we do the, you know,
yeah,
we're under strict rules and things.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, you mentioned church, and you know, with a lot of artists, you know, that is the route they take into to finally end up in the music business. You know, they sing in the choir and things. You did do that?
No, well, the thing is, at my church, there weren't any choir. Because it was like, you know, my kind of church was a different, was like Catholic church, where, They never used to have any choir in those churches. They never used to even have like amplified music.
Okay.
It used to be just like an organ and, you know, that kind of
thing. Yes.
But so, yeah, I used to be exposed to music otherwise and wanted to do music. But at an extension of church, which was like the youth club and Sunday school, I would get a chance to be a part of like groups, and I would play my guitar for them most of the times.
Right. So your first music...
I used to play the guitar at a very early age.
Ah, right. That's what I was about to ask you. So you pick up the guitar. I guess that was handy, or you really like the sound, or is there something appealed to you about it?
Well, sometimes I wonder, you know, if it wasn't that convenient, if I would have still gravitated towards it like later.
Right. Because your parents
my father made it available. My father loved the guitar. He used to play a little bit just for his own, you know, comfort and thing. So he used to have like guitars at home. Also my brother, but my brother used to be a very good singer and guitarist. Okay. He didn't like get out there big time, but he used to play and sing, and it used to be very entertaining and intriguing. You know, you couldn't move when he started to sing, and he would attract a lot of audience just doing his thing, you know.
Okay.
And thing like that. And I just felt like I wanted to be able to you know, command that kind of attention too. And apart from that, I really loved the sound of the guitar, and you know, it was like the greatest thing when you learn to put some notes together and make a chord, and you hear that harmony, and it's coming out so clean and nice, just from wood and wire. Yeah. And I mean, you know, that used to be amazing to me, you know.
So I used to just
use that as my pastime all the time.
Yeah. All right. So it looked like you'd have music around you in your family, and that give you the encouragement and the inspiration to pursue a musical career.
Yeah, very much so. My sisters used to sing for me sometimes when I play the guitar. They just sing. So we used to just make a lot of music. I'm from the country, and we used to live in a very quiet area. You know, our nearest neighbor is way down the road, so we could make all the noise we wanted to make.
Okay. I believe you're from St. Anne. My parents are from St. Anne as well.
Oh, cool. So we are parishioners. Yeah, man. St. Anne is really a place where Bob Marley couldn't put it better. You know, the natural mystic blows through the ear, you know.
That's right.
So great people, you know, come from that parish.
Yes. Well, I do want to play some music, but I also want to, you know, explore things about you as an artist and such. And I'm conscious also of that your battery on your phone might be a little bit drained by now, all the try we've been trying.
Right. But we'll just use what we have until it's done, you know?
Yes. All right. Yeah. Then. Well, I also want to make sure people are aware that you have a LP CD available right now. It's a kind of reissue. Is that right?
Yes, it is. I put out the album in 2010 on my own label, just being very ambitious, you know, because my label was young, everything young. So, you know, we're proud of where it reached, but it wouldn't get us as far as VP would have gotten us.
Right.
So I got the opportunity later on, not with VP directly, but I got this opportunity later on with a label called Altafan.
Okay.
So Altafan and I came to an agreement, and the album was put out on Groove Attack/Altafan label. Groove Attack is the distribution from Germany. So they have this reciprocal arrangement with VP here, and it is now in this zone on VP label, and
well, you are in the other zone, so I guess you would get it from Groove Attack. From Groove Attack, right?
Okay. And you find you know, it's a benefit in terms of getting it out and getting people to know about it if you hook up with one of the majors in reggae.
Oh, most definitely.
Because there's a lot of people, you know.
So we went ahead and repackaged and refreshed the album. So it's not the very same thing as the one that came out in 2010. We have some new tracks in there and collabs that were not on the earlier record. We have the collab with Warrior King and also the one with Capleton.
Right.
So, on the earlier track, I had Hawkeye and Queen Africa who are still on there. But we kind of displaced some of the tracks on the earlier one with some newer tracks. And it's a refreshed compilation.
All right. Well, you mentioned one track, the collaboration with Warrior King. I want to make sure that I play that. So I'm going to rinse out that. I'll just touch it. Give you a couple of minutes to get your phone on the charge. Okay?
Right.
Hey, Warrior King. In a way, no matter how I'm down, I'm not out. That you over my shout. Now I'm go walk the street and bolt up my mouth. I'm glad to be around anyway. Celebrate life from the strength, cause tomorrow gonna be a new day. Hey, yeah.
Put on the charm.
I'm sure a lot of people will recognize the rhythm. High and Windy, revitalized recently, and here, combination style, Brian Art and Warrior King.
Hey, it's Warrior King, Brian Art, in a way. Shout. Now I'm go walk the street and bolt up my mouth. I'm glad to be around anyway. Celebrate life from the strength, cause tomorrow gonna be a new day. Hey, yeah. Tomorrow gonna be a new day.
Oh, oh, oh. Life is that existence that's given to man to live for a purpose on this land. I hope you all know and overstand. We're made to the right, so do no wrong.
Things are going out and coming in. Joy is my God and is my peace within. Never sing no song for encore. But if the people love it, it's blessings. Gala, oh, 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 oh. I'm not greedy, but my love to be secured. Jah bless me family some more. Bless all my friends from the junction. Them keep the things a function. Even when me gone van door. So no matter how me down and me out, that you over me shout. I go out the street and pout up my mouth. I'm glad to be around anywhere. Celebrate life and be strong, cause tomorrow's gonna be a new day.
Set priorities straight, put food in my plate. Give thanks to life, for Jaja is great. Pure love escalate when I open the gate. Let's all communicate. Good friend better than pocket money. Jaja love sweeter than milk and honey. Every night I pray to see a brighter day.
And if I ever need a friend, I know he's gonna be there until the end.
Now go see his children in need and ignore.
Never feel me, it is always walking before.
Ever worthy of my praise, yow. Been there through nights and days.
All when the guns them a bark and the dogs stop walking. All the city catch a bless. So no matter how me down and me out, that you over me shout. I go out the street and pout up my mouth. I'm glad to be around anyway. Celebrate life and be strong, cause tomorrow gonna be a new day. Tomorrow gonna be a new day. Tomorrow gonna be a new day. Yeah. Tomorrow gonna be a new day.
Oh, that's a nice track. High and Windy, I know that rhythm as it's the Paragons do it first, is that right?
True.
Yeah, I believe so. And there's a few more on the rhythm as well. Who you hook up there with Warrior King, and you do quite a few collabs on this latest LP. I'm wondering who doing the writing for this. You know, who's actually putting the pen to paper? Are you?
Yeah, actually, this song, this particular one here, I wrote it, and then when I went to the studio, I just leave out the left like the parts, the parts.
Yeah.
And Warrior King wrote his verse. Like the parts where we do line for line, those were like my verses, and I cut out some of my lines so that he could do those lines instead.
I see.
Like the verse where he did a full verse, that was his writing.
Right. Because I'm aware that, you know, you have a certain skill for wordplay and coming up some witty lyrics. I'm wondering where that stems from. It goes back from to school, or is something you develop along the way?
I don't know. I just think that's me again, you know, because, you know, people always seem to point that out even when we're running jokes or anything. So I think I like to play on words. I like, in humor or in my writing or anything.
Okay. Because, you know, it's a skill, and you know, people with certain skills, they often don't really value them. You know, it just comes natural. It sounds like that's the case with you, aren't you?
Yes, I think that's me. I enjoy style writing and stuff like that. From even earlier on when I used to, you know, write anything I write, even prose at school, even, you know, at my few earlier attempts at poetry, you know, that I love to play with words, you know.
Well, it's,
you know,
cool.
even girls like from back in school days, like the letters that I would write to them, they would tell me that they still have them.
Wow.
They don't throw them out.
Wow, that must mean a lot to them, because, you know, you must really touch their hearts with your lyrics.
Yeah.
Well,
because
the other thing I'm aware of is that over the years you penned certain songs for other artists. You might want to just give us an idea who and who.
It's not a lot though, but I've done stuff with Luciana, George Nooks, singing melody, Courtney John, who was Yogi.
Yeah.
I said Luciana Bushman, Itana, I don't know, I can't remember anymore now. But it's just,
Well, it's quite
just a few compared to the amount of songs that I've written for myself.
Well, that's it, you see. You know, there's quite a few names there, and quite a few hits for other artists, and you know, you're relatively new in the business, not, you know, fresh and green, but, you know.
True. I've done a lot of work in the business. I've done some production. I've worked on other people's product as producer. I've played instruments and some, so, and I've been on like a musician in the band, a backing band with Luciana. I had been, like, for years I did that, and years ago, and Bushman, I did some touring with Bushman too. Well, Luciana and Sizzler with Firehouse Exterminator crew with Dean Fraser and them people there. That's where I started out, as a matter of fact, before I started singing.
I see. So you get a good grounding as a band musician before you step up to the mic and take center stage.
Right.
And even during that time, you know, while doing my own stuff, people would call me to help them out. And I done a bit of work while being a singer, same way.
So just to explore that a little bit, because, you know, it's quite a step to come from, you know, in the band and almost invisible, you know, in the background, and then to come to the front and to hold a mic and you being the main attraction. How did you make that transition?
It was very gradual, because, you know, I kind of, you know, was waiting on the right courage to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to like hide in the background, and that is one of the reasons why, you know, people like Lucian and Bushman and them used to say, "Yo, you would sing your song, cause them sound good." You know, when I demo them, I recall demoing a song for Lucian and he didn't want to sing it at all. I did it for Fatai's label, and they had asked me to write the song for Lucian, and Lucian didn't want to sing it. He gave them a warm time because he said that, no, this song don't need any Luciano. This song is already done. So you know, I being a good friend of his, was the one who only one who could convince him to go and sing over the song. And people were on my case. And as a matter of fact, I just got kind of complacent with the guitar playing and thing, because from early out, I really wanted to be a singer. That's what I really wanted to do. And I actually learned the guitar in an effort to better my writing skills.
Yeah.
You know, to help me with that and my production and thing. And then I just got this gig, and, you know, it felt good. And I just felt like I could keep doing that for a while and thing. And you know, but I mean, you know, after a while, I did my first song myself. I produced my first song myself, and I promoted it. Well, it was put out on Fiwi Music label while I was with that label, and thing. But I was the producer of that track, and it did well. I did videos and all those stuff, and got it out there. It did well. It got me into the inner circle. People knew me for it.
Right.
And right. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm sure a lot of your fans are very glad that you actually take up the mic. It might be the case that people have to twist your arm around the back of you, around your back to get you to do it, but they're glad that you've done it in the end. And as you say, you know, you've always wanted to do that. It's a surprise that it takes you so long to me, but we're glad that you've done it anyway.
Give thanks.
I want to just touch on next tune, and I want to say a little bit about it. This tune is on your LP. It was on the last one as well, the one with Queen Ifrika.
Right. Murder Don't Play.
Yes, and I believe you done it as a solo first. I'm not sure about this.
Right, yes, it's on a solo first.
And this one features Queen Ifrika, but there's a next one I hear as well with Sizzla, aren't you?
Yeah. when I did it first as a solo, we were listening and we thought that, you know, it could take, you know, a different energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could take that. So we shortlisted and we came down to Sizzla, and it was like a toss-up between Sizzla and Queen Ifrika. And I approached both of them, because, like, Sizzla being a long-time friend from the band and thing, and Queen Ifrika, who she and I just connect because of, you know, the good vibe and the type of music that we do, and through Tony Rebel, who is a good friend too.
Yeah.
So I approached both of them, but both of them were really busy during that time. But it just happened that each of them had time at the same time, and it's like both of them were done in the same time.
Okay.
So I had this idea that I was gonna put them together and just do a trio instead.
Oh.
And
But it just, you know, it just didn't work because I didn't get a consensus on that while I was from my team, from a management team. They just thought that I should put out the two of them.
I see.
And I just kind of worked with the team's idea.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm going to rinse that track now. Holy Pop people will know this track. It's one of your biggest tunes, I believe. But I just want to hail up the listeners and the ones I can see on the base here at reggaespace.com. Just reel off some names like Anna Heza and Dags and Ganja Smuggling. We have Goody on the base, King Dread out of VI, Linford Nugent out of Connecticut. Maggie Angel is here, Pablo P. from Cardiff City, Queen Easy in Germany, Reggae Lady likewise. We have Rose Love here, Tragics in Cardiff, and Wadada Abbas Sabas Sababa. What a name. And he have a couple of questions, actually. He's asking when it was that you was touring with Sizzla.
Long time, late 90s though. Late mid-90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's the next question. A next question, and I think I might have guessed the answer for it. Tragic, he's in Cardiff. He's asking, which track you did do that was acoustic? And I did take a guess, and I believe it was Somewhere.
Yeah, I did. No, it's not Somewhere. Somewhere wasn't acoustic. I've done a few acoustic tracks. I did Anyway on the album, and Taxi.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's asking. Going back to Wadada Sabas Sababa. He's asking, was Mikey General with you when he was touring as well?
Yes, man. Big up Mikey General and Shadow Man and Jesse Gender and Ragnar Paisa. All of those people were there during them times.
All right. Well, I hope that answers the questions coming in from our listeners here at reggaespace.com. I'm going to draw for a big tune. It named Murder Them A Play and features the voice of Queen Ifrika alongside Brian Art. And we can talk a little bit about the video that go with this a little while as well.
Brian Art.
It's murder than my play.
Long time we see
it. The last time. Things are down to November. If while I'm a virgin, I have a gun.
We have a dog.
All I can do is to beg him, put it down. But any muffin now, can't really tell him what he don't.
That message on my notes.
The widow of my cousin have a son. And only God knows what he will become. The daddy was a control.
Pull up the
joint. So me see this one go out.
Pull up this song now, eh? This song now, eh?
Bring on.
Hey.
Too much things have
gone. It's murder than my play.
Long time we see.
The last time. If while I'm a virgin, I have a gun.
We have a dog.
All I can do is to beg him, put it down. But any muffin now, can't really tell him what he don't. The widow of my cousin have a son. And only God knows what he will become. The daddy was a control.
For real,
and I saw
man.
Me see the son I grow up. Hey, somebody tell me why the damn song. The dude and by them called the dance now. Things you got to know.
It's
murder than my play. And proud where I stay. Some of them gotta fake it even when they can't take it no more.
By the pressure, wicked, you know.
It's murder than my play. And proud where I stay. Some of them wanna shake it, but they ain't got the nerves, no.
But can't tell us something, Brian.
Enough youths can't hold it, so them check it to the streets. Off a brave up or get up and run when shot a beat. In the inner city where the flavor bittersweet. How the people survive, it's amazing. You have to balance up the scale for where the food are so missing. Bigger heads sit down in a parliament, a warm seat. Police side is a product of society. Born in a crime and shape in a poverty. Oops, there goes the cops again. Another body lying down near two tin soup in. And I'm me friend, no, me nah go see him again. Betrayal and mistrust, envy and cause. Cause I got them teaching the youth from 10 to win. Brian, Art, you and I can see the problem. And as much as we can, we gonna try to solve them. We have to go and play with part and brace, but for right now.
It's murder them a play.
Well, Brian, everything is right for this tune. This one is just the boom. You know, this one must make your name known across the world, true?
Well, yeah, it went so far away. I mean, and it's still going on because that's how the nature of my song, most of them find that. They don't hit like instantly, but they are ever traveling. They don't stop. That's why I don't make overnight or disposable music, because I know that, you know, my music mustn't have any expiry date. So if it doesn't hit today, then, you know, tomorrow should be just as wonderful.
Well, that's interesting to hear, because, you know, as a DJ, I get to understand that I won't name no names, but as the week goes past, I will get a tune from this artist, and within 7 days is a next tune, and within the next 7 days is a next tune, and sometimes two.
Right.
But with those tunes, it's like they only play for the week or the 2 weeks, and then they, you know, you don't really find time to play them again.
Yes.
And you know, and it's interesting that it seems to you, to me, that you're more concerned with the quality rather than the quantity, aren't you?
Of course. I will go back on a piece of work if I don't think it's up to my standard, and I'll spend time to do it over. When somebody would be rushing me and saying that, yo, we need this for today or so and so, and I insist that, yo, you know, it's not ready, because you can't rush music.
Yeah.
You know, you can't rush music like that.
And this particular one, and it talking about, I mean, the title in itself and the hook, Murder Them A Play, that again is the boom, you know. It just tells everybody who's listening what the song is about and what you're trying to communicate about it.
Right. Yeah, you know, just the way they're trivializing killings nowadays with all those video games and all them things. And I mean, that's even just one aspect of the whole thing, because, you know, it can be interpreted. It speaks to a whole lot of different, you know, ways in which, you know, I mean, you know, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. And you touch on the next important thing that I believe is the case. You know, you're kind of suggesting that it's almost hereditary, not really in people's genes, but if they see them father doing a thing, it's quite almost like night follows day, that the child will do the same.
Most definitely. Because even if it was not totally genetic, but I mean, you know, the child is gonna learn from the father.
Yeah.
If it's learned, it's the same thing, you know.
It's true. And again, you know, all these points coming through your lyrics, and it's not like you're preaching to people or you're reading from a book. It's music you make, and making these important points.
That's the point, because I always insist that I don't want to be preachy. I never want to be preachy. I want to maintain the main element. But and to me, the main element is the music itself, which is supposed to be entertaining. So I'm bringing a vibe, you know. I'm bringing a vibe, not to work your brain too much. But at the end of the day, you know, in your solitude or in retrospect, you know, you probably, your mind flash back on something that you heard even while you were having fun, you know, and you know, it can make you think, but it doesn't force you to have to be thinking while it is going on.
Yes.
You can be entertained and think at the same time, because I always insist that, yo, the music doesn't need any help. So, you know, music can be just instrumental. You know, you have people who do instrumental without any voice, you know, a saxophone, let it be something positive.
Right. Well, I'm conscious that the you know, the breaks in the transmission at your end is getting a little bit longer, so I'm counting the minutes of battery time that you have left. But before you go, I want to impress on people, make you hear that people should go out and find your album. It dropped 2013. It's called Brian Art, which is simple, and people can find it, Bryan. There was a change in your name, the spelling before. What happened there?
Right, because remember, I love to play on words.
Ah.
So I love to play on letters also. So, okay. When I was coming out at first, I used my first name alone, which was Brian. So I split it in two. And I mean, it might make more sense to people who understand how Jamaicans speak, you know, like, so I spelled it like Brian, B-R-A-H,
yes.
And then Y-H-A-N for Brian.
Ah, I see. Well, this one is under the
so
new...
Afterwards, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you tripped out for a minute, a second.
Yeah, I was just...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, I am now.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that the latest album is under the new name, Bryan Art, and is available at your downloading stockist via courtesy of VP. Now... I want to, because I'm conscious of the time you have left, just to make people aware of anything that you have planned in the future, because I'm guessing that a lot of people want to see you in their town. You have any plans to tour?
Yeah, we're putting together some summer traveling for some cities in Canada and the US too. And... yeah, we were trying for Europe, but I'm not sure how that is coming on at this stage. But we are due, so, you know, if it's not now, it's later.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I did do a little search earlier and find a bryanart.com, but it seems like it's a holding page. You have any plans to have your own website?
Yes. Yeah, it's being worked on. And running late, so I'm hoping it should be up soon.
Okay. Well,
Bryanart.com is ours, and it's just to get the content together. Yeah.
Okay. So in the meantime,
you can catch me on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page. It's still interactive, more than it used to be. It has upgraded. So it's Brian Art Music, Bryanart Music, and I'm also on Twitter, Brian Art Music, Music, just the same. So, I mean, we have a lot of music on SoundCloud that you can listen to. It's soundcloud.com and it's Brian Art, Bryanart, and I think there is also a link on Facebook that you can access the SoundCloud thing, and it's a lot of music. It's more than just the album.
Right, yes, I know that.
But the album itself, you will have for yourself, you can get that on iTunes or Amazon eMusic, I think. And yeah, it's in stores too. So CD Baby and all those. Okay. It's all over the place.
Well, we got all your links going through the shout box, courtesy of promotants, including the Facebook fan page and your profile, the Reverb Nation as well, SoundCloud. You have a MySpace from a little while back, and Twitter, Amazon, and iTunes as well. So there's enough places that people can hook you up. And you dealing with it, or you have people who do that?
Yeah, man, I get help. I have a team working with me. So I can get to be creative.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
You concentrate on your creativity and doing what you do and let others do what they do.
Most definitely.
All right. I want to rinse out one more track. I know your battery is going, but this combination track with Capleton, Them Fast.
Right. Yeah.
Where did this one come from? Again, it's got a little bit of a humor in it, and you know, a lot of people will identify with it. You know, these inquisitive people who want to know your business.
Yeah, right. Yeah, one of the things I will allow people to know about me is that even though my lyrics are so serious, I'm just a regular cool guy. So, you know, I don't have to be that, you know, I'm not that rigid and things. So I have a humorous side to me. Some people frighten when they hear that and say, "Hold on, I don't know say Brian make joke." I love humor and thing. And you know, apart from that innate tendency to just make conscious tunes to uplift people, like I say, I love to entertain also. So you'll find that in some of my songs, you know, that will come out too. And this was just pure humor. It wasn't real about my neighbor being fast, but I could imagine it, you know, from from stories that I've heard. So I made this track, as a matter of fact. I made the track. I produced this one myself, and I made the track for a love song. And while I was voicing that love song one day, Aberdeen called me. And he was really asking me some very personal questions that I didn't want to answer. And after I hung up, I just started singing this song on the track. And it was working so well that I just aborted the other mission. And this is what came out of it. Someday the love song will come out on another rhythm.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting story. I'm glad you tell me that. I'm going to let off the tune, and I'm hoping that you'll still be there with your phone connected afterwards. It's a big combination tune. Capleton alongside Brian Art. The track's entitled Them Fast, Them Fast, you see?
It's the King of Fire. From the Brian into Art. The prison.
Yo.
Them wine on your treble and them wine on your bass. Them fast through your place, tear up in your face. Them fast, you
Them fast.
10,000 times them fast. You wonder what the hell them lies. I tell you them fast, you
got a man say them lies.
Yo. Man a poke him nose up in your business. Them fast. Watch your pocket as you drink a Guinness in fast. Clean up and make it and me move them up fast. Make them all go down, come all and mess up
for us. Oh, them so fast, man. Them a people for me friends when them a pass on. You know them wouldn't be the first nor the last one. But me still a show them love cause I'm the smart one.
Put up the tune!
Yes, pick up yourself, goodie.
TV. Yo. Them wine on your treble and them wine on your bass. Them fast through your place, tear up in your face. Them fast, you
Them fast.
10,000 times them fast. You wonder what the hell them lies. I tell you them fast, you
got a man say
them lies. Yo. Man, I poke him nose up in your business, him
fast.
Watch your pocket as you drink a Guinness, him fast. Clean up and make you damn me move.
Them up fast, make them all go down, come all and mess up.
What up?
of them syndrome. Me no want see them on me gate, me no go invite them in my kingdom. Lippy lippy, they now who them a try to bring down. Righteousness, I will me bring come, yo.
Them drain out your cup and even scrape out your plate. But what I don't pray, them take it to the bed, them fast, you know. I'm here for tell you them fast,
yeah,
them fast. 10,000 times them fast. You wonder why the hell them last. Until you them fast.
I'm
feeling it on them fast. Man, I'm poking nose up in a business him fast. Watch your pocket as you drink a Guinness him fast. Lean up and make it like a
beauty
step fast. I look at me house no make out a glass.
Leave people business alone outside my right to me. Me not trust none of them, cause me never burn me bridges. Them still a carry news behind my real and even. But when them never have in a them bridges, hold them so fast, man. Them my people for my friends when them a pass on. You know them would not.
Another great track. Another great track, some wicked lyrics and a little bit of humor in there. I'm sure this one will go far. What kind of reaction are you getting from this one so far?
Yeah, man. Some good reaction. Even last night I performed it for the people, man. Trust me, they always love it, you know. It's a good vibe. You know, some people ask me for it because them say them have some neighbor who them have to go turn it up loud for them. And me always, I want them say, yo, Virgin. I know that will make it viral, so don't use it for cars, no mischief.
Oh, that's great. So you mentioned earlier, and I'm conscious that this is all brata now, you know, the half an hour done, but this is all brata. You mentioned how, you know, the majority of your tunes them come serious, you know, and as if, you know, again, it's an innate thing. You don't think about it, it's just the way you are. Aso, would you say that?
If what?
Is it, hello?
Hello?
You get that?
I didn't hear the question at all because...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if...
Starshan.
You know, if it's a conscious effort to come with consciousness, mostly in your music, you know, occasionally some humor and of course some love songs. But people would say that the majority of your tunes them serious and conscious, don't?
Yeah, of course, yes. And as a matter of fact, I started doing lovers rock songs.
Okay.
You know, with Dennis Brown being my idol and Barry Salmon and thing, I started out doing lovers rap. Most of my earlier tracks were lovers rap. But, yeah, I have different sides to me, you know. But, you know, if it's positive versus negative, you know, you'd have to say positive because I don't do negative stuff.
Cool.
You know,
and what about
but in between there, huh?
I'm just conscious now about looking at the future. Where would you see yourself? What would success look like, say, in 5 years?
Yeah, well, we're doing a lot of work. It's hard, and we're trying to get, you know, our thing. We're not trying to niche too much. We're just trying to let our music be available to as many people, as many cultures as possible, you know. Whoever can access the internet or a record shop or anything, which is almost obsolete now still.
Yeah. Okay. But, well,
you know, we're trying to do some kind of music that I can relate to. So that, I mean, in say 5 years, I mean, rather than just performing to ethnic people, I expect that I should be able to perform on any world stage anywhere, and people should be able to sing the chorus along with me, you know?
Yes.
Or the choruses. Yeah.
Well, that's another interesting point because, you know, there's certain artists that would not be the case. It's like you spend time and deliberately make your delivery, understandable to anyone really who understands English, yes?
Right. Most definitely.
Okay.
And even if later on we can go on to doing, you know, music in other different languages. I mean, we don't have no barrier, you know. We just want to just explore and keep on exploring, you know, and just cross different cultures, you know.
Yeah. Well, a next question that I did want to ask, and I seem to have the chance now. The track I was talking about earlier, the one where we talk about you're not concerned with fashion and the bling. I notice in many of your publicity photographs, you know, you're just casual. You have on a t-shirt and maybe some jeans. You know, a lot of artists, you know, they will make sure that they have certain thing and certain bling and certain glasses and thing. You know, is something that you consciously avoid, or you just want to appear, you know, just a regular guy?
I missed out a lot of what you said earlier, but I catch the last part, so I'll try to fill in the blanks. About garments and thing, I love to look good, and I love fashion and thing, but I think my interpretation of fashion is kind of different from, you know, what some people see it as. To me, I don't think I have to follow every trend. I don't think I have to keep up to date. To me, you know, what works today should be able to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just do my own thing most of the time, you know, and it seemed to work. I don't place too much emphasis on that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And I think that makes you accessible, and people, you know, feel that, you know, they can approach you, and you know, you're not going to feel, you know, give them the impression that you're above.
No. I don't think I should try to show off on the people that I depend on to keep me growing and growing in what I do, to support my music and to support my career. And I don't think, you know, I should turn around and try to show off on them. I'd rather use, you know, I'd rather try to use my success and whatever I've gathered to help the same people.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I want to play one more track. I'm approaching the top of the hour when my show should officially close. And I want to give you the opportunity to big up who you want to big up and remember who needs remember and so forth. So I'm just going to touch this next track, and then I'm going to give you the mic and you can say what you want. The track I'm talking about is The Charge. I believe it's a relatively new track. Now, is that right?
Yes, it is. I think, as a matter of fact, I think that is my very latest release, because, you know, we don't always control all of that. They come out from different labels and thing, so you'll find even though I don't voice all over the place, like loosely, you know, I might voice for two labels that are not related in any way, so one wouldn't even know that the other one is putting out a track. So you find that you might have two tracks coming out simultaneously.
Right.
But I think this is my very latest track. It was out on RPR label. Those are my really good friends that I work closely with. I use their studio and all of that. So RPR also is Brookout label. They used to be Brookout label, and now they are RPR label.
Okay.
So I want to big them up, you know. The promoter and the owner, his name is Chicken. Yeah, so now Chicken name gone abroad. I want to big up Jason for making this possible. I want to big up promoters, dog, everybody in this. You know, enough love to all the people them who sign on and who ask the questions and who just are listening and learn a little more about Brian Hart. The people them who buying the album, because the album is doing, you know, fairly well, and we're pleased with the movement. And yeah, you know, everybody in London and wherever, you know, on the internet, wherever you're from, you know, big up Lenny, you know, another member of my management team who is, you know, a very, very strong support. Yeah. So anybody who left out, just know, say, I don't know, I just Forget.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm gonna left out nobody because we have to big up everybody, so nobody can get left out.
True. Well. Yeah. Just to let you know who and who in terms of countries, we have people listening in from Germany, Netherlands, United States, France, the UK, Sweden as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
And when cool, I w- UK and Europe and US and everybody.
Yeah. And I just let you know, when I was, putting out the flyer for this event, you know, one brethren say, he definitely going to tune in, and he said that latest tune, Charge, is the boom, you know, it's shot, as he used the kind of words he used. So big up to Steve-O, anyway, you're there right now. This is the track, Charge.
Charge more work for politician and such. Reality, the youths them a go charge. Oh yeah, angry police them in charge. Yeah. And like bystanders, the leaders they stare. See the crisis, yet they act as if they think it will disappear. On the Bible they swear for the truth to declare. They don't mean it. Don't you believe for a minute, cause the things they do are so unfair. They will destroy anything designed to keep the youths them aware. Things they do are so unclear, behind closed doors. But one thing I know for sure, the youths them a go charge. More work with politicians and such. Reality, the youths them a go charge. Oh yeah, angry police them in charge. Yeah, say the youths them a go charge. Protect the law in a them hand. When a system fail to give direction, yeah, the youths them now go follow them plan. Then them business a go spoil up in a them air condition. Yeah, I see it clear. Oh, yeah. From the east to the west, to the north, to the south, to the... Yeah, it's in the atmosphere. Haiti and Uganda find examples for anyone to prepare. But it seems like we're sold, and the half is untold. Any minute now, the youths, them are go charge.
Well, Brian, I have to thank you for spending time with us here at Reggae Space. It's been great talking to you. Very entertaining stuff. And the music has been top-notch, as they say. Many, many thanks for you joining us here tonight.
Give thanks. Pleasure is always mine, you know. Anytime.
Respect. And I'm going to be, well, I'm sure I'm not the only one. We're going to be keeping an eye out for your career in the future. It's obvious that the type of music you create is ideal for our radio station, because we deal with strictly positive, no slackness, you know, no gun thing. So you know, Brian Art going to get enough rotation on Reggae Space. You see me?
Give thanks. Big thing, that one.